Are the vibes? Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K24. It's myself, Mahmoud, alongside me as always, the three-time NBA champion, Mr. BJ Armstrong. How's your day been?
It's always great. Every time I hear, you know, the vibes, that just means things just get better. Every time you say that, it just means it's getting better. It's like the start of my day, every day. You know the vibes.
I appreciate that.
What's going on? What you got today?
Man, we just be in that part of the season where a whole lot of players are now dropping out with injuries. Asar Thompson out for the rest of the season. Isaiah Stewart.
What do you got? Blood clot, right?
He's got a blood clot. And it's like these games here now between March and April, it's the final month of the season. For the teams that aren't in the playoff picture, how do these teams stay motivated knowing that there's nothing to play for after this?
Oh, you know, you ask such tough questions. You know, that's a really tough question.
Thank you.
But it's a really simple answer. It's called professionalism. I get, believe it or not, Mo, you know, those players, they have a job to do. And when you have a job to do, your job is to do your job as best you can, right? I'm not asking you to come out and have a career night every night. I'm asking you to come out and show up and give your very best effort. Mm-hmm. So professionalism is part of the business. And, you know, that's just something that comes with the job, that comes with the territory. So, you know, I don't think there's really I never ever had a problem being motivated to play. I just understood that that's what you always want to remind yourself this. I think the best way for me to say it, because a lot of times I have a hard time, you know, being able to put it to where you can like kind of understand it. As a young kid, Mo, I dreamed of playing in the NBA. That was my dream. That was my goal. And then to think that I got to the NBA and then I had to find a reason to play. like that just makes me incredibly sad to even think about that. Like, like my whole life as a kid, I dreamed of just, man, I would do anything just to like do anything, Mo, just to play in the NBA. And I worked my entire life and I did all these things that I wanted to do to get there. And then all of a sudden, once I got there, I was like, man, I don't really feel like going tonight. I'm good. I'm like,
but it's because you dream of not only playing in the NBA, but you dream of winning in the NBA. But when you're on a team that's not winning and has no chance for contention, that's the difference making here, what I'm asking. It's different at the end of the season rather than the very start of the season.
I don't want to change the subject, but sometimes when, you know, people say things and then it sparks up this in me, right? As a kid, Mo, I didn't grow up like middle class. I didn't grow up like with everything. I grew up with love in the house, family, neighbors. So I never was lacking anything. Like I'm not saying I didn't go to bed hungry or stuff like that. But you know, listen, both of my parents worked. We worked for everything. It was just working class, hard nosed people, right? And to think, Mo, and one of my greatest achievements in my entire life was to know that my grandmother, who didn't have an opportunity to finish her education. Mm-hmm. All she wanted to do was to go to class with me when I was at the University of Iowa. She just wanted to be a Black woman to sit in a university at a college institution. That was it. Mm-hmm. And to think, Mo, that here I am, and I was very fortunate to play. The business of the NBA is amazing. And all she wanted was for her grandson to just take her to class and to have an opportunity to be in a college course and sit in a classroom. That's all she wanted. Well, that's it. And to think, Mo, that here I am with a college education, making more money than my grandmother ever could have imagined. Ever.
Yeah.
Knowing what she did for her family and what she had to do to put food on the table and all these things. And for me to all of a sudden think, Mo, that I grew up because now I'm able to stay in nice hotels and travel on private planes and well, I didn't grow up this way. So to think suddenly that I got here and all of a sudden that mindset would change would be so disrespectful to my ancestors
Yeah.
and all of those people. And if there's one thing I can say about my family is they don't hold their tongue. And if they thought for 1 second I forgot, I would have heard from all my cousins, all my aunts, all of my uncles, my mom, my dad, and everyone else. So I was fortunate that way. So that mindset and what you said, and I see it, Mo, and I always think of this. And I just wanted to share this because it's like Mo, I like out of respect, like out of respect, I never imagined that this kid from Detroit, Michigan would be living like this, Mo. I gotta admit it. But I gotta admit that. Like, I can't. It's beyond. All I knew was I wanted to play, but Mo, no one else told me this came with it, though. Like, Mo, no one told me, like, hey, BJ, someday you're gonna live in California. Someday you're gonna be doing the things that I did. Like, Mo, I'm not good. But however, I can't forget, Mo, even to this day, I always wear things from Detroit. I can't forget, Mo, where I'm from. What I did, the hard work that it took to get here, and I can't slip up on that.
Thanks.
And I'm encouraging all the other people who want to have whatever it is you want to have in life, that you got to work for it, you got to
Damn
have the
right.
discipline, and you got to have the toughness to do this every single day.
Well.
So that's what here, and I learned that lesson quick and early in my life. And that's part of me that just can't change. So you and I have a similar thought in that pattern. Like we work for it.
Yeah,
We
I'm
do
not
this
quite
every
on the
day.
private jets and live in California yet, but one day, maybe. You know, I show up every day. I work hard, so.
You know. Hey, every day I'm looking at Mo going, this guy is living the life. This guy is doing his podcast with his robe on. I mean, that's just living
You
life
know, the
at a whole. You
vibes.
are you on a different level,
Hey,
but.
hey.
Honestly, Mo, I respect hard work. I respect people who lay it out there on the line for themselves, their family, but more importantly, Mo, who have the discipline to do it. Like sometimes, life isn't fair, but you try, and there's nothing wrong with trying. And I try. And like I said, I never expected. I wasn't the best player to ever play. I wasn't the best player in the city of Detroit, but I try. And I try every single day and I show up every single day. And because of that, Mo, I give people respect who do the same because that's life and you deal with it on life's terms. So I just wanted to share that
No,
with our listeners.
I appreciate it. I think yesterday's episode and what you just said there, very motivational, very inspiring. I want to shout out to Jordan Hickson, who listens to our podcast every day while
Appreciate
he's
you.
training to run a half marathon for his friend who is suffering from an aggressive appendix cancer. I'm going to put the
Oh, man.
donation link in the description. So Jordan's listening to us every
Man.
day while he runs. We
Man, I
appreciate you tuning
appreciate you.
in. And
Yes,
anything we can do
yes.
to support his half marathon's coming up, I think this weekend. So he's got a target
How long
of,
is a half marathon? How long is that?
well, the
How long
marathon
is
is
that?
26 miles, so that's 13
Okay,
miles,
13,
right?
okay.
That's longer
Okay.
than I can run. Well, he's got a target to raise £1,000. He's currently on 620. Let's try to get him to £1,000. I'm going to put a link in the description and we're going to support him as a family, the Hoop Genius family. But BJ, you mentioned your family as a big factor in motivating you. And, you know, a couple episodes ago, we mentioned that Jalen Green is having a baby. Congratulations to him. With a famous lady. We're not going to get into that. But here's one thing I noticed. I watched him play the other night. He had 42 points, 10 rebounds, and he made 7 3-pointers. In the month of February, he averaged 16 points a game. In the month of March, he's averaging 27 points a game. Now, obviously, some of that is down to Alperen Şengün being out, so him getting more opportunities to score the basketball. However, a lot of people in the NBA world have spoken to this phenomenon of when you are expecting a kid or when you've just had a kid, your game goes to a whole nother level. We saw Fred VanVleet have this impact in the NBA finals, and he attributed to that. BJ, you didn't have your kids during your NBA career, but from guys you were around in the locker rooms, did you ever notice this phenomenon taking place?
You know, I just listen to things, and when you say it's a new world, it's a new world. This is a new phenomenon.
Well, in the world of rugby, I used to play a little bit of rugby. Okay. It is a phenomenon in that they have this thing called dad strength. And the players who have just had kids turn up to training and inexplicably are just stronger than they were before. And there's no explanation for it. It just is what it is. So, okay.
Do you think this is real? Okay, this is because I watch the NBA and I watch people. Mm-hmm. This is what I think is going on. This is what I think. Now, I don't know. I don't prove it. And I'm a science. I love science. So I like to, you know, but here's my opinion. You're asking my opinion. Here's my opinion without being able to give you the facts to support my hypothesis here. When you're young and you're single and you're doing what young single people do,
no comment.
There's a certain amount of freedom that you have.
Yes.
Suddenly, you have this life-changing experience. And people's response, people react in different ways. Suddenly, you realize that you have to get outside of yourself. And I think that's a big revelation for young people. So I take myself. I can't even get to myself because I have 3 kids, a wife, a job. By the time I get to myself, it's 2 a.m. where I can finally say, hey, B, how you doing? Okay. I'm on the phone all day. I'm doing emails. I got kids. I got to drop kids off. Today's my daughter's birthday. My son's graduating in the spring. Wife has stuff going on. We're trying to juggle to pick up kids here, there. By the time I can check in with myself, Mo, now that's dad strength, because you're never dealing with anything but other people's problems. By the way, I got jobs. I got clients. I got teams. I got this. I got that. I got my parents. So I think this is the first time where young people, especially the first, you suddenly realize things change. And you have, for the most part, a significant other that now you have to check in with every day. You know, you're dating. You know, sometimes you get upset with each other. You don't have to check in. Well, they're not talking for a day or two. And then you might just text. Well, all of a sudden now, you're about to have a baby. Hey, Mo. You got to work that problem out.
I don't know. I can't relate.
Yeah, you can relate. Exactly. But so I think that changes your perspective on life. And you suddenly realize that you got another human being, right? They may be little, but it's a human being there that's coming in and you're totally responsible. I can remember our firstborn, and I remember the most critical moment, right? You know, you're having a baby, da 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 da. But I remember the moment where it really like just hit me. We're leaving the hospital, And they put that baby in the baby seat in the back seat of the car, and they close the door and they say, good luck. And when that door closed in that car, I suddenly realized.
Good luck.
I suddenly realized at that moment, I don't know if anyone else had this moment, but I had a moment where I was like, I'm totally responsible for another human being, and I don't have any directions, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, you should have gone on TikTok, got some pairing tips.
Well, TikTok, it might have been around 20-something.
No, that's new. That's new.
Yeah, so that's when I realized. So do I think there is a phenomenon? I'm sure there's something. Because suddenly now you start having relationships with other people in a way you probably never have before. And so it's probably something to it. I can't prove it, but there's probably something to it, though.
Oh, shout out to all the parents. We know there's a bunch of parents that listen to this show. Appreciate each and every one of you tuning in. One more question for you today. The Dallas Mavericks and the New York Knicks, the only teams yet to experience overtime this season. In the last 20 seasons, in normal seasons, not the COVID ones, only the Houston Rockets finished an 82-game season without playing overtime, and that was in 2005. It's pretty interesting because last season the Knicks had the most overtime games in the East, and the Mavs had the second most overtime games in the West. BJ, does playing overtime in a regular season help you when it comes to the postseason in terms of if you are in an overtime playoff game, you're more prepared? Or is there a benefit to having fresher legs and not playing extended minutes and in a busy regular season schedule?
Okay. Well, I'm glad we're talking about the Knicks because I watched the Knicks play, I think it was last night or the night before.
Shout out to Josh Hart, man. I need to shout out. I'm going to post him like a box of protein and some ice and some, I don't know, because that man is doing work.
Okay. 48 minutes.
You said on the show a couple of weeks ago, no one's going to average Will Chamberlain's 48 minutes a game. And I think Tom Thibodeau heard that show and he said, BJ, you know what? I'm going to make it happen. Because that wasn't a one-off either.
Okay, I've been wanting to say this for a long time. First of all, Josh Hart played 48 minutes. And then the other kid is McBride, right?
Yep.
Played like 46 and a half minutes or something. And I thought, wow. That's just insane. But then I want to say this, Mo. Because we always talk about like GOAT conversations, right? We always talk about GOAT and who's
this.
If you
put the Josh Hart in the GOAT conversation, I'm ending this show right now.
No. Listen, follow me here.
Okay.
But we talk about GOAT conversations. There are a lot of records, right? Most points, most rebounds, most assists, you know, most games, most minutes played. But here is to me the GOAT of all GOAT statistics. We had a guy who played in every minute of every game plus overtime for an entire NBA season. Now, if that's not the GOAT, I don't know what the GOAT is. That stat to me lets me know this guy was on something different. And he was doing this, Mo, in Converse Cons.
I can verify. I ain't trying to hoop in Converse Cons.
And this wasn't a small guy. This guy played in every, like, I'm sitting here going, man, can you believe Josh Hart played all 48 minutes last night? And then, you know, a few of my guys, you know, us older guys, you know, we go like, man, that's crazy. You know, like, but then I always go back to this one stat. This guy played in every minute of every game plus overtime in Converse Cons for an entire season.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be in someone's.
And then after he finished playing in the NBA, he went to play volleyball and do track athletics. Like,
this is what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. Like, that's not even human.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you play like Josh Hart, probably will have 2 points in his next game. There's no way this guy will be able to move. This guy played in every minute of every game. Do you know the type of condition, Mo, it would take to be in that type of shape? But more importantly, what kind of body do you have that could absorb that type of punishment?
Man.
Like, that is the most superhuman thing I've ever heard of.
And he was putting in a shift off the court as well.
Well, allegedly, no one really knows.
Well, for those who know, Josh Hart has a secret ingredient that may be helping him play this long. It's a link to what we spoke about earlier with the Jalen Green's partner being pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
Is he expecting?
No. He went viral last season for drinking the milk of his partner.
Okay, I'm gonna shut up.
Do you not remember that?
I stay on the court.
He tweeted about it.
That's why we work. You do everything.
I'm just saying, maybe that's what's giving him the powers to play 48 minutes a night.
I don't know. All I know is what I see on the court. You know what? I'm gonna let you handle that one.
That's another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast. Make sure you guys subscribe, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Make sure you don't miss out the episode. Remember the link in the description to donate to the charity for the half marathon that our friend Jordan is running. Please do go and support the cause. We appreciate each and every one of you. And most importantly, until next time, get buckets.